Okay, before we get started today, I'm going to poke fun at myself just a little bit because, I mean, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, you understand my love of podcasting and all the things that go into it, but I'm going to take it to another level today, and I'm just going to call it what it is. I am the biggest podcast nerd that you will probably ever meet. And I'm not ashamed of it. Like I said, I'm going to poke fun at myself a little bit in today's episode because I am over the moon excited about what we're going to talk about today. Like I've been slowly mentioning it here and there in podcast groups and within the potty people. We've talked about it, but we're going to go there today. I've been teasing this for a while, but it's time to go there. So let's get right to it and talk about dynamic content. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we? Okay, I never want to feel like I'm alienating anybody in this audience ever with the message that we share. But if you do not use Buzzsprout as your podcast host, then today might get a little awkward because that's really what we're talking about. Like, you know that I'm a huge fan of Buzzsprout. It is like the podcast platform I've used since day one, since I started this journey. And what I'm talking about today is very specific to the brand new tool that they just released at the very end of 2020. They released what's called Dynamic Content. So we're going to go into four ways that you can use the Buzzsprout dynamic content tool. But hang on, before I lose any of you that don't use Buzzsprout, you can take the same principles that we're talking about here today and apply it to wherever your podcast is hosted. I kind of want to just throw out a disclaimer that it is going to be very heavily focused on how this is set up on the back end of a Buzzsprout account for podcast, but you absolutely can take the same principles and apply them wherever your podcast is hosted. But just know, I'm a huge fan. If you want to go try out Buzzsprout, you can go to crystalprofit.com/Buzzsprout and give them a 90-day free trial to see if they're going to work for you. But let's just jump into what we're talking about because I am too excited. I've had so many questions about this and I like perk up. You should see me. I have my phone. I'm scrolling through. I get a notification. Someone has asked me about dynamic content. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Like I get so giddy. I get so fired up because I have all of the ideas. Because if you don't already know this, I am a Buzzsprout creator. What does that mean? It simply means that Buzzsprout, some of the people over there, I have partnered with them to kind of work on some of the back end statistics and tools and the different things that they're trying for all Buzzsprout users. And I get access to it sometimes before you do as another Buzzsprout user. But don't worry, because they eventually roll it out. We're kind of like the beta testers. They're like, let's make sure all of this works the way that we want it to. But I can tell you, in knowing the people over at Buzzsprout, they have worked everything very thoroughly before it ever gets to us in the creator program. So it's not like we're the first ones to see things, but we are usually some of the last people to see something before it goes live to all users. So I've actually had the dynamic content applied to the Profit Podcast for a while. If you've been listening to this show and you hear an ad at the very beginning of the episode, that is what you were listening to. Previously, I had to do that all myself. I had to add an ad at the very beginning of a show, and it was, I'm trying to think of when I started this. I know for sure I started doing this whenever I started promoting my book, Start a Binge Worthy Podcast. I would put in an ad had that I did myself, and I would put it into a podcast episode, and then all of the other podcast would be there. But with the dynamic content tool, what this is, it allows you to switch it up. So I'm going to go into a very lengthy explanation of what this is and how this works, but I'm just trying to explain to you what I did before we had this and why I'm so excited that we have it now. Okay, so before I get too ahead of myself, I want to tell all of you Buzzsprout users where to find this. So if you're in your Buzzsprout account, you go to the main episodes tab, right? This is where you upload your new podcast. It's where you make changes. You add the title, the description, like all those things. When you're in the episodes tab, you will see a feature called dynamic content. And when you click on that, this is where your mind will be blown. Like, I'm not even joking. This is so simple to use, and it really just needs a quick explanation of how to make it all work, and you're ready to rock and roll. So I'm actually looking at my The Profit Podcast. I'm in my Buzzsprout account right now. And so I'm in the episodes tab. It says dynamic content. And then underneath, it tells you how it works. And I'm just going to read this verbatim. It says, it adds audio files to be inserted around your main episode content. Dynamic content will be applied to all new episode uploads, and can be optionally applied to your entire episode history. This is where the freaking magic happens, y'all. Okay, so you are listening in real time to episode 220 of this podcast. Yes, that's right. crystalprofit.com/episode220. That is how many episodes of this podcast we have done. And if I wanted to add an ad, let's say I have my brand new Potty Podcast Toolkit that is live as of me recording this, and we just released it. Like, it is brand new. We just like sent an email to our list last week. We kind of tested it, make sure there was no many bugs, but now we are promoting it hard and heavy. And if I wanted to tell people who are listening to episode 48 of this podcast, there's no way I could go back and I'm not going to go back. Are you kidding me? We're on episode 220. I'm not going to go from episode 219 down to episode 48 to tell, oh my gosh, like my head hurts just even thinking about how much work that would be to go back and add an ad spot to promote this one toolkit to all of those episodes. But that is what this tool does. Yes, you can upload an audio file before your main podcast content. It can be up to 5 minutes. And you can also do one at the end. I actually tested this earlier today because I wasn't 100% sure if you could do both, but you can. You can upload something at the very beginning and something at the end for your podcast. Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm like totally geeking out right now, and I'm so excited. And I want to start talking about the pre-roll and the post-roll, but I decided, nope, we're not going to get into that today because that is going to be our next podcast episode. So stay tuned for episode 221, where I'm going to dive into the difference between pre-roll, mid-roll, and post-roll, and which one is going to be best for your podcast. But now let's dive into the four ways that you can use the Buzzsprout Dynamic Content Tool. And I wanted to say one last thing. It is for all users on any paid accounts. Okay, it's not an additional upgrade feature. You've probably heard me talk about Magic Mastering before. Magic Mastering is something that you have to pay an additional fee every month. The Dynamic Content is not. Okay, this is so awesome because Buzzsprout has made this available to all users, okay? There are other platforms out there that charge hundreds of dollars every month to podcasters to have this feature, and it is available to all podcast users for Buzzsprout. Oh my, I get so excited because this kind of combines all of my things, right? I like things to be affordable. I was gonna say I'm cheap. Y'all know I'm cheap. I say it all the time, okay? I'll just call it out. I'm cheap. And I love podcasting. And this, like the fact that they're passing along this incredible feature to Buzzsprout users at no additional cost is fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, but now let's dive into the four ways to actually use this tool. So number one, and this is one of my favorites. Well, I can't really play favorites here because they're all my favorite, but this is the one that I believe so many people in this audience will really be inspired, feel creative to explore with this option, but it's really for time-sensitive promotions. Now, I know a lot of y'all have your own products, your programs, memberships, you have books and live events. Any of those things can be used, or you can promote those things using the dynamic content tool. Now, I want to give you a few examples. So let's go back to October 2020. That was when I launched my book, Start a Binge-Worthy Podcast. And like I already said, if you go back to episodes that launched around that time, you can listen to the ads that I inserted into my episodes. I was reading verbatim kind of the back blurb for the book, like, oh, you know, if you hate the sound of your voice and, you know, this book could be perfect for you. And that was actually a self-sponsored ad that I put into my podcast episodes. But if I were launching that book today, now, I would be able to apply that to all of my podcast episodes, not just the ones that I launched around the time that my book launched. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this goes back to episode one of this podcast. Even the trailer episode would have this content applied to it. So if you are about to have a course launch or your program or your membership is coming up, let's say in the next 30 days, you're going to launch something. Well, now you have the opportunity to tell people, hey, I have this free resource that's centered around, and you would tell them your podcast topic or how it could save them time, money, or however your program would benefit them. And then you can tell them, and I'm really excited because it's going to be opening on, and you can actually give them the date because the time sensitivity doesn't really matter right now because you can change this after your program is done, like, or when the doors close or when it actually goes live, you could do an updated ad and say, the doors are officially open, but only from today until whatever date that the doors close, and then you can update it. Oh my gosh, my head is exploding because I just have so many ideas for how you can use this for your time-sensitive promotions. I actually was doing a coaching call with Jean. So shout out Jean. She has the Art of Homeschooling podcast, and she is a member of the Potty People. You've probably heard me mention here on the podcast before. We did a big shout out to her in December, and I'm just excited about all the things that she's doing. But we actually had a call yesterday, and it was all about the dynamic content and how she could use it for her podcast. And we talked about this. We're like, hey, if what you could do is start promoting about 2 weeks before the doors open to your program. Start telling people, hey, this is coming. Like, by the way, get on the wait list. Like, mark your calendars because the doors are opening to our program soon, and we want to make sure that you don't miss out on it. So even though Jean has been podcasting for a while, if she were to just mention that in one episode, someone may not catch that. Or if she has new listeners coming in, they may not hear that until it's too late. But with this tool, it would be applied to all of her podcast content. So cool. So cool. I love it so much. Okay. So that's one, a time-sensitive promotion. That means something that has a beginning and an end date, or there is some sort of finality to it, like a book launch or a live event. That's number one. Number two is special announcements and calls to action. Now, I like these more so for the post roll, which means they are applied at the end. And the reason why I like this is because this may not be something that is like, oh, there's not like a huge rush, but it's something that could be there for an evergreen amount of time, meaning you could put it on the end, kind of like a bumper that would be played after your outro. And then it's kind of one of those things like, oh crap, I forgot to say that in the podcast episode. Does this happen to you? I know there's many of you out there because you're afraid to ask for the subscribe, or you're afraid to say, hey, by the way, have you followed me on social media? And have you checked out this? You're like, here's another call to action that I want to add. You can add those on to the end. And I have been mentioning this one podcast over and over again because it's such great content. So if you're an online business owner or even a brick and mortar business owner, I highly recommend the Foot Traffic Podcast by Stacy Tuschel. I think that she does this so well. She has dynamic content. I'm not sure that her hosting platform, I don't know what she uses, but I do know I've been listening to her show enough and I'm geeky enough about podcasting to know that she uses dynamic content at the beginning and at the end of her shows. And what she'll do is she will promote, again, going back to the time sensitive stuff, she does these boot camps every 30 days or every so many weeks. And she'll say, by the way, don't forget on, and she'll give you a date. On this date, we're starting the next version of our boot camp. So make sure you go here and you sign up and all the things. So, but what's cool is that's applied to every episode. So if I'm a brand new listener to her podcast and I'm starting out on episode 200, but her brand new live episode is 400, you still hear the same ad. You still hear the same thing. And maybe you're saying, but yeah, isn't my audience going to get sick of it? They'll fast forward. Like, that's the bottom line. I get people asking this all the time. Won't people get sick of hearing my ads? And I have to ask you, as a podcast listener, do you get mad or are you frustrated with other big name podcasts that have ads? I'm not. Y'all know, if you've listened to this podcast, you know I listen to The Office Ladies. I listen to Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert. These are some of my favorite podcasts. And if they have ads on there, I fast forward through them. If they're not relevant to me, if I don't care about them, and I like my phone is within arm's reach, because it's not always, but if it's within arm's reach, I will fast forward because I'm like, it's okay. Because I still want the content. I'm there for the content. Ads, you know, give or take. I'm not always crazy about them, but I'll fast forward through them. They're not a deal breaker. I think a lot of new podcasters are scared. Like, I really do. And maybe we need to have another mindset kind of podcast episode that talks about imposter syndrome and just being afraid of the ask, because I know you're scared. You're scared to even ask people to subscribe to your show. How do I know this? Because I felt the same way. It felt awkward. It felt kind of needy. And I'm over that. 100% over that. I'm going to have more ads. I'm telling you right now. So go ahead and unsubscribe if you're not about the ads, but I'm going to have more ads on this podcast than I ever have in the past. And it's simply because I am trying to offer solutions to my audience. I'm trying to offer value and products and services. And I'm also trying to show you different strategies that you can use. So this is kind of like a playground area for me to go forward and try things out, let you know what's really working for my show, what's not, and the things that I want to pass along to you to try out for your podcast. So, okay, I felt like I got up on a tangent. We're stepping back down. But the third way that you can use the dynamic content tool is to engage with your audience. Now, some of the social media options that you have now, I'm going to pretend that you've been podcasting for, let's say, 6 months to a year, okay? And this content tool wasn't available 6 months to a year ago. And now you have some social media platforms that you may not have had when you first launched your podcast. And the best example I can think of this is Clubhouse. I know not everybody's on Clubhouse. It kind of feels like this big FOMO of, you know, well, I don't have an iPhone or I don't have an invitation. Like, there's not a ton of people. Like, I can't just blanketly say, oh, everyone is on Clubhouse. But if I wanted to put an ad at the end of an episode that says, hey, if you're on Clubhouse, come find me. I'm at Crystal Profit. Then that would be applied to all previous episodes. Whereas Clubhouse didn't even exist. It wasn't even around 12 months ago. So how in the world would I have said that in episode 100? Because I wouldn't have even known about it. I didn't even know it was a thing. But you can use the post-roll or the pre-roll, if you wanted to engage with your audience on platforms that you didn't have. Another example is, I know a lot of podcasters will get started and then start a Facebook group, right? Maybe you don't start off with one because you're like, I just want to figure out my podcast and maybe just like post on social media every once in a while. But then you get going and you're like, I really need a community for my people to hang out or to just get to understand them a little bit better, find out what they really want to hear from me. So then you start a podcast or a Facebook group for your podcast that you didn't have in episode one. Maybe you don't start it till episode 50. Well, now you can go into the post roll and say, by the way, did you know we have a Facebook group for this podcast? It's called whatever it's called. This is where you can find it. You can go to the search bar or you can simply go to and then give them a URL. This is so important because I want you to engage with your audience. And if you don't feel comfortable in a regular episode saying, go follow me on Instagram or check me out on LinkedIn or go see what I'm doing on YouTube, this is another great opportunity to add that at the end of your episode. You could even list all of your social media handles in the post roll. You could say, by the way, did you know we have an Instagram account at, and give them your handle, and we have a Facebook group. And you could give them all the things that you wouldn't normally want to say in the middle of an episode. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there are so many options. There's no right or wrong way to do this other than what you try and realize, oh, that's not for me. I didn't like that. Or my audience told me, Crystal, that was terrible. Don't ever do that again. That's really the only way you're going to learn. But you got to be willing to experiment and engage with your audience with these different tools that you have at your disposal. So that's number three, engaging with your audience. Number four, and one of my favorite ways to use your podcast anyway, is to build your email list. I love to talk about building your email list. We actually haven't talked about it in a while, but I'm glad that it has resurfaced in this episode because the dynamic content tool can do so much for your email list. It gives you the opportunity right out of the gate to tell people about your lead magnet, tell them about your free training, your free resource, your video series, whatever it is that you have for them. And it applies it again to your entire episode history, going back to the very beginning. So maybe you told yourself, okay, I'm going to figure out my podcast, then I'm going to concentrate on list building and how I can use the two together. Well, here's your opportunity. Maybe you tell yourself, I'm just going to concentrate on the podcast for the first quarter of the year, and then I'm going to work on list building. That's awesome. I am all about focusing and making sure you're strategic with your show, but now you have the opportunity to apply this lead magnet strategy or list building strategy to all of your content at one time. I think that that's what gets me most excited because I actually have a new masterclass coming up at the end of January. I'm recording this kind of mid-January 2021, and I have a brand new masterclass that's all about the four insider secrets every podcaster needs to know. And you can bet your bottom dollar that whenever it's ready and I want to start telling people about it, I'm going to have an ad at the beginning, maybe even at the end too, all about this masterclass because I want people to know. Again, it goes back to adding value and offering your audience something that's going to help them. It's going to save them time, money, energy. It's going to entertain them, whatever it may be, but we always lead with value. So this is a principle actually of my company. If you didn't know this, my company is called Profit Media, and it's one of our guiding principles is we always offer value, right? If we're at any time we're doing something and it's not offering value to the audience, then I have to step back and question my intentions behind anything. Like, wait, Why am I doing this if it's not offering value? Why am I guessing on someone's podcast if it's not offering value? Why am I creating this episode or this video or this post if it's not offering value? That is what I always lead with. And it's what I believe you should too as a podcast host and a content creator, is always leading with value, because people come back for value. I don't just come back for to hear you talk if you're not offering me something of value. And I know you don't come back to this show every single week if I was just talking and not offering you actionable tips and resources and other things to go check out. I know that. I understand this. I have been doing this for so long that I truly understand that value is the key to really unlocking your potential with your podcast. So I'm going to get off my tangent again. We went a little side tangent there, but building your email list is a fantastic way to use the dynamic content tool. So I'm going to run through these again real fast, and then I have some guidelines for you. So number one, time-sensitive promotions is a great way to use this tool. Number two, special announcements and calls to action like, hey, subscribe to the show or join our Facebook group. Number three, engaging with your audience. Maybe you have social media options around now that you didn't have at the beginning, and it's a great way to start promoting those. Number four is building your email list. And I want to see y'all using this tool. I want to see you testing it out and strategizing and trying something and saying, oh, that was awful. I never want to do that again. Or, you know what? I found this to be incredibly insightful and I got so many new leads, or I was able to engage with five of my listeners and start a conversation that I never would have been able to do had I not made the ask or had the call to action. So, speaking of calls to action, this is very important, okay? Like, I want to make this very clear from a logistics standpoint of how this dynamic content tool actually works, because I have my show notes for this podcast, right? The show notes for this episode are crystalprofit.com/episode220. You can find all the things that we talked about here today. But the show notes for this episode will not include all of the dynamic content. So if in 6 months from now, I decided to start promoting something, that would not live in my show notes, because I'm not going to go back to my show notes and add all of the promotions that we do throughout the year to each individual episode. That just sounds like a job for someone that is going to quit on the first day, right? They'd be like, I'm out. I don't want to do that. That sounds like way too much work. But the reason why I mention that is because you have to make your calls to action very, very clear in each of your ads. And I'm calling them ads. They're really just called pre-roll and post-roll content. I call them ads because I feel like that's what they are. Even if you're not selling anything, it's still a call to action. Ads is just the word that I'm using. But you always have to provide a call to action URL. This part will not be in the first episode show notes, so you have to make sure that it is very, very clear. Now, the perfect example I can think of is the Potty Podcast Toolkit. So whenever I create an ad and I announce, hey, we have this brand new toolkit and you need to go check it out, I can't just say that and stop because you don't know where to go to check it out. I need to say, go to toolkit.crystalprofit.com to learn more, right? Do you see the difference there? Because if I just stop talking about it and they go to the show notes for episode 48, they're going to say, well, I don't see it. Where is it? Well, it's not there because that happened more than 2 years ago and no one's going to know. They're going to be like, wait, she said it was going to be there and it's actually not. So you have to make sure that you have a very clear call to action. And for those of you that have a Facebook group, I recommend setting up a short link URL to tell people to join you there. That way they don't get confused. They don't spell the name of your group wrong and try to find you on Facebook. Then they get frustrated. They're like, I can't find it. Where is it? So for me, I set up crystalprofit.com/podcast community. So when someone types that in, they are rerouted to my Facebook group and they can join right there. So if you're going to have a call to action where someone needs to join a group, you have two options. You can set up a landing page where someone has to put in their email address and then they get sent, so kind of like an invitation only, they get an invite to your group. Or two, you can set up, I have a WordPress site, so I set up a pretty link that reroutes crystalprofit.com/podcast community to my Facebook group. I know, hopefully I'm not like getting way too technical where you're like, oh my God, my head is exploding. But for those of you who are looking for that option, you get it. You understand. Ask me questions if you're still lost. And speaking of, reach out to us in our Facebook group. We want to start this conversation, the dialogue of how you can use this tool, because I think it is a freaking game changer for all of us, not just me, not just you, but for podcasters in general, to be able to utilize the pre-roll and post-roll. Mid-roll is something different. We're going to talk about that in the next episode, but it allows you to do the things that the other big, I say quote, like in quotes, big podcasts are doing. They're already doing these things, and now you have the tools to do them too for yourself. You don't have to wait until you have a big name brand behind you or 10 sponsors knocking at your door. You can start doing these things now, because whenever those big sponsors do come to you and say, man, you're doing fantastic things with your podcast, you can say, yeah, I am. Thank you so much. And also, I already have experience with host read ads and doing my own ads and using dynamic content. So I would love to work with you and tell you some of my ideas, because my audience actually prefers ads like this, and you can give them all this information. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but these are the things that I think about, and I can't wait to go into more detail about which content to use, where, and how this works, and the different options that you have in the next episode. So stay tuned. That information is coming, but that's all I have for you today. So like I said, go to the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode220 to learn all about the four ways to use the Buzzsprout dynamic content tool. And if you are brand new to this podcast, then I would love it if you would subscribe to the show, leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this. Take a screenshot and share it on social media. Tag me if it's on Instagram. I'm at CrystalProfitTX, and I would love to know your thoughts around this. And like I said a few times in this episode, connect with us in our free Facebook group, the Profit Podcast Online Community, or like I said, you can go to crystalprofit.com/podcast community and connect with us there. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that it wasn't like, oh my gosh, so much information in such a short period of time, but I do believe it is so important for us independent content creators to utilize the tools that we have at our disposal. So that's all I have for you today. Remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.